Welcome to LPI on Health, a podcast series to inform you about the recent micronutrient research and events coming out of the Linus Pauling Institute at Oregon State University. For more information, visit our website at lpi.oregonstate.edu. Hi, I'm Naomi Hirsch, and I'm at the Diet and Optimum Health Conference. An individual that stands out in the crowd for his passion and research is Bruce Ames. He was the first person to receive the Linus Pauling Institute Prize for Health Research in 2001. He is widely known as the inventor of the Ames test, developed in the early 70s, which is used as an indicator of the cancer-causing potential of chemicals. Over the years, he's contributed an enormous amount of research on cancer and aging, which included over 500 publications. So it was a privilege for me to sit down during a break and listen to him share about the value of micronutrients in the diet.
So I'm Bruce Ames. I'm a professor of biochemistry at UC Berkeley and a senior scientist at Children's Hospital of Oakland Research Institute. And I've been working in science for 50-some years, and my current passion is vitamins and minerals. And they're called micronutrients. And those are the substances that you require to keep your body functioning. You need fuel, the fat and carbohydrate, but you also need 15 minerals, more or less. And every living creature requires them. Magnesium, manganese, copper, iron to run your body. And you need 15 or so vitamins, and you need omega-3 fatty acids and omega-6 fatty acids. So you need all these essential micronutrients, and if you don't get them, it's like not putting oil in your car engine. It starts grinding away, and you age faster, and you're destroying your body. And, of course, you can get too much. You don't want to go overboard on these things. But you look at the American diet, it's a disaster. We're eating number one source of calories in the United States is sugary soft drinks. All that sugar and no vitamins and minerals and no essential fatty acids. And then number two is donuts and cake and things like that. You look down the list, there are no veggies on this list, the top 10. So people are getting fat because they're hungry all the time, I think, because they're missing micronutrients, and they're destroying their bodies, and they're destroying their brains because you don't get enough of these and your brain doesn't develop. So anyway, you could take a multivitamin. Mineral pill is insurance, and 40% of the population do take those, but the poor aren't, and they're the ones who really need it because they're eating the worst diet and they're the ones getting fat. We just looked at some obese children to do all these analyses, and it made me ill looking at their analyses because their blood lipids, their HDL is too low, their LDL is too high, their triglycerides are too high, they're all inflamed, they're lethargic, they're destroying themselves. Anyway, the good news is we're starting to understand what's happening, but if you want to live a long, happy life, the way to do it is to eat a good diet. We all know that. It helps to pick your right grandparents, but you can't do that very easily. The genetic part of things, but what we can do is eat a good, balanced diet. Linus Pauling Institute has a wonderful website on vitamins and minerals. What's the latest on scientific information on each? And I think that's the most reliable site up there for finding about vitamins and minerals, and they're terrific scientists at the place, and they're producing all sorts of good things. And we're just at a meeting now where all the scientists interested in nutrition and optimum health are gathering, and there's lots of new stuff. We're learning things, but isn't having an impact on the public. And you have these scare stories about vitamin pills. Don't believe any of it. A vitamin pill isn't going to hurt you, and if you're not eating a good diet, it's going to help you.
Okay. All right, well, thank you. I want to mention more about the Micronutrient Information Center on the LPI website for scientifically accurate information regarding the roles that vitamins, minerals, other nutrients like choline, essential fatty acids, and lipoic acid, dietary phytochemicals, and some foods have in preventing disease and promoting health. The website address is lpi.oregonstate.edu/infocenter. Also, Dr. Ames talked about a healthy diet, and on the website is the LPI prescription for health. Thanks for tuning in. On behalf of everyone at the Linus Pauling Institute, we wish you optimum health. Have an awesome day.